From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of Israelis protested across the country Saturday after recent violence left a Palestinian toddler burned to death and six gay rights marchers stabbed. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin told a crowd of marchers that flames of hatred had spread through the country. An 18-month-old Palestinian toddler died when suspected Jewish extremists firebombed a home in the occupied West Bank. The boy's parents and his brother were seriously hurt. On Thursday, a right-wing Orthodox Jew stabbed six people marching in a gay pride parade in Jerusalem. The Afghan Taliban has released a recording that is reputed to be from its new leader. The message from Mullah Akhtar Mohammed Mansour is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the group will continue its struggle until what he called the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. Mansour says that the Taliban leadership will make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all cost. His emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Harun Mir, that is an Afghan political activist.
There's a lot of unknowns right now, but hopefully within the next few days, we would know more about what will be the intentions of the new leadership, and if the new leader would be able to keep unity within the Taliban.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Omar, whose death was confirmed this week. This is VOA News. Yemen's exiled Prime Minister Khalid Baha made a brief but important visit to the newly liberated southern city of Aden on Saturday. Baha, who is also Yemen's vice president, toured war-damaged buildings and visited people wounded in the fighting. The prime minister flew to Aden from Saudi Arabia, where the internationally backed Yemeni government fled after Iranian-backed rebels seized Sana'a last year and then Aden in March of this year. A Saudi Arab coalition has been carrying out airstrikes against Houthi rebels to drive them out and restore the government. The airstrikes and fighting on the ground have created a humanitarian crisis in Yemen. The United Nations says about 80% of the population needs immediate aid. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan region has called on the Kurdistan Workers' Party to withdraw from Iraq's Kurdish territory to prevent civilian casualties due to Turkish airstrikes. Masoud Barzani said in a statement the PKK should withdraw its fighters from that area to ensure the civilians of Kurdistan do not become victims of that fighting and conflict. The statement from the president's office also condemned Turkey's airstrikes against civilians following reports of casualties and property damage during bombing campaigns in the northwestern region of the country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Cairo for talks about security issues and regional terrorism, including the threat posed by the Islamic State. The VOA correspondent traveling with the secretary reports that he's expected to meet Sunday morning with Egypt's Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry. Security issues will be the focal point throughout Kerry's trip, which includes stops in Qatar, Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. Zimbabwean wildlife authorities have suspended hunting of several species of big game after an American dentist killed a lion popular with tourists. Emmanuel Fundira is the president of the Safari Operations Association. He says that Zimbabwe's Parks and Wildlife Management Authority tightened the controls after Cecil the lion was killed during an illegal hunt.
Hunting of lions, leopards, and elephants in areas outside Wange National Parks has been suspended with immediate effect. All such hunts will only be conducted if confirmed and authorized in writing by the Director General of the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority.
Cecil, the lion who had a distinctive black mane, was a popular tourist draw at the park and was wearing a tracking collar as part of an Oxford University research project when he was killed in early July. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.